Comics for Beginners podcast, episode 7. Getting stuff done. I've been getting a lot of feedback from subscribers of the Comics for Beginners newsletter, and a common problem from for a lot of people is time. We all need more time to work on our comics. I struggle with this as well. I don't have a day job. I'm fortunate enough in that way, but I do work freelance, and that doesn't necessarily mean that I have a lot more time than everybody else. It just means that I do have periods of downtime when I'm not hired to work on somebody else's project, where I can work on some of my own stuff. Comics for Beginners site and this podcast is one of them. The setting for this podcast is very fitting. I'm in a hotel somewhere in Denmark, a small city in the middle of nowhere. I sometimes do speed drawing or graphic facilitation, whatever you call it, at conferences and workshops. Tomorrow I am doing some sketching on a whiteboard during a conference for the Danish windmill industry. The upside to these kinds of gigs, apart from the fact that they pay me, is that I sometimes have a long train ride. Now, why would I revel in that fact? Well, I have small kids at home, so sitting in a train for 3 hours with my sketchbook or my iPad is actually bliss for me. And on this trip, coming here this evening, I did get some work done on the way, although I don't recommend doing actual drawing on a train. The rocking motions of a train doesn't exactly produce the best artwork, but I was on a deadline, so there we go. So the topic for this episode is productivity, getting stuff done. And the first tip I want to give you is to have a plan. You probably have this idea for this huge comic that you're working on, but maybe you're like me, you get, you know, interrupted by life, by work, by maybe your spouse or your kids, and it's not easy to stay focused and keep that momentum when we keep getting interrupted in our lives. So if you really want to be productive, you're going to have a plan. That big project of yours, you have to break it down into manageable chunks, make a to-do list, and cross things off. And also be ready for those moments when you can work on your comic. Which brings me to the next tip. Bring your work everywhere. Now, I was fortunate enough a couple of years ago to live in Paris for a couple of months. And my daughter, we only had one daughter at that point. I have two now. But she was three and a half. And she would take naps during the day. You know, we would walk around with her. I would walk around with her in the stroller, and she would fall asleep. And I actually had in my bag with me at all times the script for my graphic novel Stiletto, which is now out, by the way. It's at least in Danish, it's out. It's finished, and I worked on it in Paris, taking walks with my daughter in the stroller. And when she fell asleep, I would stop at a cafe, I would sit down, I would take out my script, and I would also take out my my 120 page blank notebook that I had had bound, and I would sit and I would do the breakdowns for this graphic novel. I would sit with my script and I would look at the specific scenes, and I would try to break them down into pages, and I would do the rough sketches in this notebook while my daughter slept in the stroller next to me. So when she woke up, I would, you know, pack things up and go about my way. But if I hadn't brought it with me, I would have just walked around and fair to say, you know, Paris is a nice city to walk around in, but I'm really happy that I was disciplined enough and forward thinking enough to always bring my work with me, so I could work whenever those little chunks of time to work would appear. Now, being productive and getting stuff done is not just about what you do, but also about what you don't do. So one way to get more time to work on your comics or writing or whatever it is you have as your pet project is to learn to say no. And one way to say no is, you know, cut TV and video games. Is it really that important to be playing World of Warcraft for 25 hours every week? Maybe there's a huge amount of time slot somewhere that you can just grab out of the air and use in your comics making progress. I'm just saying. I like playing video games as much as the next man, but that's one part of my life that I have totally cut away in order to be able to get any of the things done that I really want to do. And TV, I hardly ever watch that. I love watching movies and TV series, but again, it's not even every week that I watch a movie. I try to use every possible chance I have to work on my stuff. Now, obviously, you're not always, you know, at the top of your game. You can be tired by the end of the day, and there are certain parts of the creative process that you shouldn't save for those moments, because, you know, your brain's not working at full power, like mine isn't right now. Actually, it's pretty late in the evening, but anyway, you get the idea. There's stuff that you can do when you're tired. Some doodling, maybe some breakdowns, and there's stuff you can't do when you're tired, which is you know, making up scenes or actual maybe writing, finding solutions to really difficult problems that can be challenging to come up with those things when you've put the kids to bed and have an hour or two before you go to sleep. Now, during the day, what mostly destroys our productivity is all the distractions that are popping up in our face on our computer. And limiting those distractions, like not checking your email every 5 minutes, turning off Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and whatnot, might be a good idea if you want to focus on your work. I find that these little acts of procrastination tend to pop up when I'm doing something that I don't really want to do, or when I'm doing something that's kind of hard. And sometimes changing focus, like instead of working at my computer, but going in the kitchen with a notepad and a pen, old school, is a way out of this rut where I'm checking my email every 5 minutes. And just turn it off. Nobody cares if you're on Twitter, if you're not on Twitter for a couple of hours, if you need to focus on something. Stop checking it every 5 minutes. That's all I'm saying. I would like to be one who takes my own medicine, so I will have you guys hold me accountable that I promise right now here in this podcast that I will unsubscribe to at least 3 of the newsletters that I have signed up for, and all the emails that I get that are put in my read this folder to look at later. And when do I ever do that? I don't know, but it's certainly a distraction that these emails are popping up every day and I don't have the time to read them. So I will unsubscribe to 3 of the email lists that I've signed up for. That's my little contribution to today. I already told you that making a plan is the best thing you can do for yourself. But there is another thing, and that is to stick to your plan. The least productive thing you can do is change directions all the time. You will reach a point in your creative process where you start doubting the decisions that you've made, the story that you set out to write, the style in which you're drawing it, the quality of the work you've done so far. You will start to doubt that. And I will just encourage you to push through, leave those fears and doubts by the wayside and stick to your decisions. You know, even, you know, put up a note on your wall to your future self. Dear future self, I know you will start doubting this, but please have trust in your older self to have made the right decisions those months ago or whatever that was, and just stick with it. Because you can't see clearly when you're in the middle of the forest. And another thing, and this is really important. This is something that I feel that I've learned and that I really want to pass on. Finishing something builds confidence. Finishing builds confidence. While quitting breaks down your confidence, destroys your confidence, makes you feel like you're a loser and that, oh, yeah, I'm not good enough, I'm never going to get this done. It breaks your confidence. So if you want to do yourself a favor, make some smaller projects and finish them and build that confidence, because it's really, really, you know, it's so important that you have that confidence when you continue on your artistic journey. Now, I know that not everything in the comics making progress process can be done in 10-minute chunks whenever you have the time or your daughter falls asleep in the stroller, but there is stuff that you can do. You can do character sketches or designs. You can do little research. You can jot down ideas that you have, or you can do page breakdowns, scribbles, thumbnails, stuff like that. And what's important is that you have these things lying there ready for you, and you know just what you're going to work on when you do have 10 minutes here and there, if a meeting gets pushed or you're waiting for the bus or whatever. You know, just know what you're going to reach down in your bag and pull out, and that's what you're going to be working on. And, yeah, so I know not everything can be done in 10-minute chunks. There are parts of the project, usually during the finishing, that really needs some crunch time. I've been blessed with staying at writing refuges sometimes, but also, sometimes I've just decided that these next 2 weeks I'm going to finish this this book, and I'm not going to answer any phones. I'm going to say no to all the work that is offered to me, and that can sometimes be necessary to you know, take that time out of your calendar to really dig in and get stuff done. Yeah, I hope these few tips and mind hacks, or whatever you call them, was helpful to you. And so, yeah, hang up this podcast and get some stuff done. Thanks for listening to the Comics for Beginners podcast. For tutorial videos and more hands-on tips on how to write and draw comics, go to comicsforbeginners.com.